You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul. Bet you didn't see that one coming, huh?
Right. We are going with a new version where we sound out all the syllable or all the vowels.
Mm-hmm.
Paul. Anyways, I'm Rob. I only have one in there.
Arguable.
Arguable.
Huh. Anyway.
Anyway, welcome. Yes. 773.
Thank you for watching and listening. As always, if you are listening on iTunes, you can always check out these shows after the fact on YouTube. And if you want to be a part of the ever-growing Drone You community, who has exclusive access to over 29 drone-related courses right now, you've got to check it out. DroneU.education or thedroneU.com, whatever works for you. Special thanks to our sponsor for today's show of Colorado Drone Chargers. You ever find yourself out in the field flying a lot of batteries, doing a lot of mapping missions, and you just need some way to charge your batteries faster? Maybe you want to charge four batteries at one time. Not four batteries in succession, but actually four batteries at once. You got to check out Colorado Drone Chargers. Just go to coloradodronechargers.com and use DroneU discount code DroneU8 to save on a charger today.
Hello, Rob and Paul. This is Joe, SkyTrack UAV in Omaha, Nebraska. Question for you is, with national parks, how you can't take off from the ground within the national park, you can fly outside in. What about, like with the Spark, that aircraft can take off from your palm? It's not taking off from the ground, but you're standing on the ground. Is that a possible loophole? What's your opinion? Thank you so much for all you do for us.
Well, Joe, you definitely get the award for most creative question today, and I'm curious to hear what you think about this. Is this a loophole that you would take advantage of and try to fly in national parks?
Well, since I am being recorded on a form of digital files that will be on the internet forever, no. I say that laughing, though.
Well done. No, in all seriousness.
Now, would I take off from outside of the national park and fly into it? Oh, hell yeah. I sure would, because in the Drone Pilot Field Kit, you actually have that form. If you don't have the Drone Pilot Field Kit, just go to dronepilotfieldkit.com. In fact, one of my students was being harassed by National Park Service, which, by the way, I will never screw with National Park Service police. They are like you know, in Canada, they always say that the only mean Canadians work in Customs and Border Patrol. It's true. Just like here in the United States, all the mean people work for National Park Service.
Though they are not all mean. In fact, there's
probably an exception. You're right.
There's always an exception.
And if they're working at Lake Mead and a park ranger, then they're definitely the mean type. So I say that.
Through experience, you've experienced?
Yeah, she told me this was back when I had the Escape and I had the big Legal Flyer sticker on it. And she's like, you can't fly drones here. And I'm like, oh, really? Well, that's funny because there's an AMA field in the National Park Service lands and it's right over there. She's like, oh, yeah, you can go fly over there. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she goes, but not if you have a camera on it. I'm like, oh, excuse me? She's like, well, yeah, if it's got a camera on it, it's a drone. And I looked at her square in the eye and I was like, can you tell me the definition of a drone, actually? And she's like, yeah, it's when something is remotely controlled and it has a camera on it. And I was like, so what's the difference between a drone and a model airplane then? Blank face. That's when I drove off.
Yeah.
And I still flew my drone.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Anyway, his question. The loophole. Okay, so let's just say a couple things really quick. Loophole. Can you take off your drone in a national park? Technically, no. Can you take your drone off in a national park if you're not technically... Like, let's say you were jumping in the air and your spark just took off.
If you could levitate...
If you can levitate, you're going to go. But honestly, I would not count on this loophole. I know that there are people flying in national parks every single day. I actually follow someone who flies in national parks.
Just for the sport of it?
Just for the sport of it. He's never had a problem. I actually have another friend who has a an account on a certain lake, and literally the whole lake is in a national park, and he's never gotten in trouble. So it's one of those things where I think the national park realized that they overstepped their bounds, but I hope they come out with a decent rule here soon. Because I say that because Brian S., I'm not going to say his whole name, mm-hmm. who's actually running the training department for the National Park Service, when it comes to flying drones, everyone in the National Park Service in that department realizes that the rule is absolutely ridiculous. There's got to be some pathway to commercialization. And it also doesn't make sense when you can drive quads, ATVs, dirt bikes,
that's true.
Boats, and all this through national park land, but you can't fly a drone? Excuse me? Like, what sense does that make? Let me answer the question for you. None! None! It's a stupid rule! Ugh!
I think what they were thinking...
That's why people fly it anyway.
It's kind of like a teacher going into a new class at the beginning of the year. They throw out their toughest rules, and they're kind of... They're just a really tough, almost mean teacher at the beginning, and then they ease off, right? So maybe this is one of those. We're just going to blanket, be tough, no drones, and then they'll ease off as time allows. It's just taking longer than we would have liked.
What happened is that it was a stupid newbie drone pilot flying his crappy drone with a crappy battery over a geyser, and it dropped the drone inside the geyser, and National Park Service was like, facepalm. They have to make a rule. Because in the busiest areas where you have the dumbest tourists, you know, they're doing things like this.
True.
And for the record, it is technically illegal, although via vis-a-vis regulation, not law. So that's an important caveat. To fly drones in a national park, you cannot take off, land, or operate from a national park, but you can take off and land outside of the national park and operate from outside of a national park and fly inside. You can do that because who controls the airspace there, Rob?
The good old FANA.
That is correct.
So I think that this, to directly answer this question, this would not be a loophole. I mean, obviously, right?
I would think you'd be
an extension of the ground.
Okay, hold on. Let's just play role playing here, okay? I'm going to be the National Park Service police officer, who is, by the way, a federal police officer, so a lot more power. And you're going to be said drone pilot. Mm-hmm. And I just watched you attempt to jump in the air and take off your Spark drone, which was entertaining to say the least. And I come up to you and I say, sir, excuse me, you cannot fly a drone in a national park. Land the drone. Here's a ticket. And then you proceed to say...
And what I'm going to say is, well, but sir, I didn't take off from the ground of the National Park Service. Because as I understand it, that's what I'm not allowed to do. And clearly, I did not do that, sir.
And I would go, ha!
Nice try.
Turn around and put your hands behind your back. What do you think, I'm stupid? That's why you need the drone pilot field kit, though, by the way, because it does expressly outline what you can and you cannot do when it comes to flying in a national park. So just go to dronepilotfieldkit.com. Make sure you have a copy of that front and center whenever you are flying near a national park so you can protect your hiney. So
that's right.
Or you can just drive 100 miles into the national park where no one is, and you know, I never said anything else beyond that. So
that's right. Yeah. Just drive and enjoy the scenery.
I would just love it, National Park, who's listening to this. I would love it if you guys would really just come up with some simple rule that says you can't fly here for hobby, but if you have a Part 107 license, you can. Because I know people who have gotten licenses to fly inside of a national park, but it's only like 3-4 times until they put a memo out saying don't let anyone apply for a drone permit, but you can apply for a videography permit and just not say the word drone and get the permit.
And then can you fly a drone using that permit?
Well, it's expressly says in the film permits about flying helicopters and flying all these things, so I would imagine yes. I've also watched
that is a loophole.
That is a loophole. Yeah, I just gave away another loophole. Well, cheers to that, guys.
Anywho,
if you like the information here, but you want it organized, systematic, available wherever you are, whenever you are, you want to be able to ask questions instantaneously, you want to get answers quickly, then you've got to become a part of the DroneU community and support this show. Just go to droneu.education and sign up to become a member today, because it's going to be the cheapest little subscription you've ever had to some of the best content you've ever seen. Check it out. Droneu.education. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Robin. Please let us know your creative question. We want to hear from you.
AskDroneU.com.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.